Hello, everybody. Welcome to RPG Cast, episode 815 for the week of June 6, 2026. Everybody, it's Summer Games Fest! Summer Games Fest!
Yay!
You don't sound excited. Robert Albright and Kelly Ryan join me today. Hi, Robert. Why aren't you excited for Summer Games Fest?
I've had to deal with calling one doctor through four different methods this week that he can't order a specific spinal fluid test on a patient. So
let's not violate HIPAA.
No, I am not violating any HIPAA because I am not saying who the patient is. I am not saying what hospital they are in. I am not even providing what gender that patient is.
Okay, so but they keep trying to. Well, what if I text them the order? Okay, what if I call in the order? Okay, no, like, what if I order it through Amazon?
Basically, yeah. So there is a specific test on spinal fluid. So I understand why they want to order this. Mm-hmm. I understand the importance, and I understand, you know, spinal fluid is a very precious sample when it comes to laboratory testing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, this is all very true stuff. Well, this particular test has very stringent requirements. It must be frozen within 20 minutes of collection.
And it wasn't?
I don't know, but we've sent it out for... But the other problem is we've sent it out to other labs for other testing. So it's like... it's actually... it was for...
I'm confused. Okay. And I don't know that our audience really wants us to dig into spinal fluid testing details, but...
Well, when it comes to, any testing on any specimen, whether it's blood, urine, poo, spinal fluid,
this is making it better. Okay, yeah,
synovial fluid, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Different tests have to be done on the specimen in different ways. Sometimes it has to be frozen. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it has to be ambient. Sometimes it has to be refrigerated. And if it's not in one of those things, some tests cannot be ran, or because it's only stable for like minutes or hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah, so this doctor, you know, called us, and I'm like, sorry, I can't add this on. This is the reason why. Well, then they're like, oh, well, I'm going to try and order it to this other lab. And we told them, no, we can't do that. And so then they called my lab at that hospital, who then had to call me to do the add-on. It's like, no, we've already sent it out, and it's critical this. Oh, and that lab has discontinued that testing. We can't send it to this lab. It only goes to this one lab now. Okay. It's just like, no, tell this doctor, no.
They need a new sample, it sounds like.
They need, just hands down, just
got it.
Need a new sample. Yeah. Also, I mean, I watched this and like, I've been seeing this as a, going to the game show now. I've been seeing this trend lately where like half of these shows are like horror style games, and I don't do horror games.
So I think
I know a lot of people do.
I mean, that's the thing. They're selling, and the Resident Evil remakes have been kind of slapping from what I hear. That people are enjoying.
They're good.
It makes sense that they're a big deal because they're one of the few things coming out that people just generally like.
Yeah.
Which is not a given in most of gaming right now.
Yeah. Well, I saw like a ton of Souls-like on this too.
Well, I mean, that trend is not dead yet. So
there's only one announcement that I care about, and I'm sure you all know what it is.
Palworld 1.0 coming out?
Okay, two announcements.
By the way, Palworld is hitting 1.0. Let's see. We don't have a story because we don't cover it on the site, but Palworld is exiting early access and going 1.0 on July 10th, and you'll finally be able to go to the giant tree, and there's new story stuff. So,
okay,
if you care about that giant tree, you're gonna finally find out.
I don't know if I'll need to start a new save file.
I don't know that I'm gonna go back to Palworld, but like, yeah. As Cyril in the chat puts it, Palworld is hitting 1.0 before their previous game that's still in early access is gonna hit 1.0. Which is to say it probably is never going to hit 1.0.
Isn't their previous game just a Breath of the Wild clone?
I don't know. I don't remember. But, like, you know, whatever. All right, so is Code Veronica, was Code Veronica good? Like, is this just another zombie game? Is this got anything? I don't know anything about Code Veronica, except it was, like, not a numbered Resident Evil game.
No, it was a Dreamcast game initially.
Okay.
It got rid of the fixed viewpoint.
Okay.
For the first time.
Did it get rid of, like, tank controls then and all that, too? Or?
I think it still had tank controls.
I bet you this one doesn't.
Yeah. Plus, Code Veronica had, like, a notoriously good story, so...
Well, you know who else was notorious? Jeff Keighley's fit. Like, do you see this suit, this coat and shirt that he is wearing? I don't think that those are... He's wear... What colors would you describe that as?
Maroon?
Maroon? Is it a...
Mauve?
Huh? Mauve?
Mauve?
Is that mauve? It's more like,
it's sort what of are like the a
wine, there's wine colors, and I feel like it's one of those wine colors.
Yeah, it's sort of like a metallic wine color.
Yeah, the coat's shiny, the shirt isn't. They sort of go together, but it's like, let's see, looks like he's wearing a fancy curtain, says Chaos. let's see, oh... Automod caught that. Hitting the stage fit like an only moderately successful Las Vegas pimp. Thank you, Cyriel.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't look bad in it, though.
I don't know that humans should dress like he's dressing. I don't know that anything should dress like he's dressing here. This is... Yeah, I don't know. All right, anyway. Oh, is there a new Cuphead or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they announced... So they actually announced two games. So they announced that Cuphead 2 is in development.
Okay.
But then they also announced a run-and-gun shooter platformer.
Oh, cool. Because, you know, everyone needs to be on the Shovel Knight Mina the Hollower train, right?
It's more like a Mega Man.
Well, I mean, but that they're designing it to look like an NES or Game Boy game, right?
I mean, that's kind of been their thing, though. Well,
wasn't no. the first game more of a boss rush, so this game's more of a platformer action?
Sure, yeah, agreed. Yes.
Yeah, it's more like a Mega Man, yeah.
Which, I wanted to play the first game, but when I found out it was just a boss rush, so I kind of lost interest in it. But
I just want to draw your attention and Tam to his pants that aren't part of this purple color collection. Like, why did we do the pants as black? Like, and is he wearing sneakers or something? Because I bet you, that sounds like he wears sneakers.
I mean, there's probably a shot of his feet somewhere.
Oh, look, there's white on those shoes. He's totally in sneakers. 100%.
I mean, so she, and she's in a dress.
No, she's in platforms.
Oh.
Or in, like, the pseudo heel. Yeah, her shoes match. They are appropriate. And also a flower. Who's Lucy?
Yeah, that flower.
That is I love it. I like it. And like you could like take that flower and like get custom body art tattoos that extend it into a full garden behind it, and then you'd like have this one dress that you always have to wear because it's the only one that matches your tattoo. So maybe that's not a good idea. Hairfrog says Lucy James is a former GameSpot person. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, apparently she and Jeff are doing like some new game company or something.
Oh, okay.
They
I love it when the people who demonstrate games are financially involved with the games they're demonstrating, because that makes me trust them. That was sarcasm, sorry.
Or you could be like me and not give a crap about matching your dress.
Oh, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is why I have to have my mom and sister coordinate my outfit.
But this is why I'm saying we got the Lucy James version of fit, which is correct. And then we have the Jeff Keighley version of fit, which is what can you get away with and still, you know, hang out with Hideo Kojima.
Okay.
No, in this case, he's hanging out with Snoop Dogg.
Did he hang out? Was Kojima here at all?
No, Kojima, I don't know if he was there or not, but...
He didn't have a segment where he basically just said, oh, I love you, Hideo Kojima. Because he always has a segment where he does that. So I'm surprised. That's all.
Yeah, maybe Kojima couldn't make it this time.
Yeah. What is this game that I'm seeing now? I guess we don't cover it. Alien Isolation 2!
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, alright. Well, we're not going to sit here and just watch the whole show, in theory. But, like, I'm going to ask you, like, anything else that we don't cover that was cool from GameFest?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Hairfrog, there was Snoop Dogg and Tupac.
How could Tupac is dead?
Vocaloid
He'd been put
Tupac.
into a game.
Was Snoop
In
Dogg
fact,
actually there, or was he also just
yeah, no.
AI?
Snoop Dogg was there, and he actually did say that Death Row Games is still a thing.
Death Row Games. I don't know what that
announced,
is.
That is his. Death Row Games is
Whoa,
Snoop Dogg's gaming
there's
company.
A new thing from the Ico and Shadow of the Colossus guy?
Yes.
How many systems
Robot
will.
Stuff.
How many game console releases will occur before this game comes out? We don't measure in years for his games. We measure in generations. Nobody's with me on that? All right, I thought it was funny. All right, Shadow of the Robot Colossus. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, so you're a robot and you walk around and then you fight bigger robots? Is that
you,
the idea?
You also try and make a bigger robot.
Oh, so you have a flying robot head. So it's like, oh, you're flying around in one of those robots from the X-Men that hunts mutants. Yeah, all right. That works. And then this is weird. All right, yeah, so you go Gundam, and then... Hey,
No, Gundam's the Gundam game is later.
But this is a giant robot game, Tam. Are you going to play this?
No.
Really? Do you even punch as a robot?
Yeah, no.
What would they need to change to make this giant robot game appeal to you?
Not have it by the ICO Shadow Colossus.
Oh, you don't like his stuff. Oh, okay.
I'm not saying they aren't good games. They are not games that appeal to me.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Yeah. Okay. So
it's kind of like Zelda. I don't think Zelda games are bad games. They just don't appeal to me, which is apparently a very hot take.
Yeah, I mean, among certain people, but I think we're getting over that generally. It's okay to not. Hairfrog says, what if it had anime girls of questionable ages? Would that actually make it more appealing, or would you be like, nah, it's still Eco Guy. I can't.
Maybe.
Oh, he had to think about it, folks. He had to think about it. We're on to something here. All right.
Does the robot game have cats?
No. Oh. It looks like no cats. Looks like no organic creatures that I could see.
Yeah, it's very dystopian.
What is this next one? Is this another? Is this a Onimusha game or something? Or a...
No, this is a Chinese warlord type one where you're playing as a dude and traveling with his son.
Is it a
It looks brutal.
Oh, so it's a Souls-like?
No, but it looked you are fighting in a war.
Yeah, and like this is all like cutscene. Like, where's the actual gameplay? We don't have any. That's one of those. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
That kid's dying, by the way. Let's make that clear. That kid is dying.
That
Stop
kid
the
has
podcast.
3 days till
Chris
retirement.
Hasn't watched this. Yeah, I haven't watched this. And I'm reacting. You're getting my live reaction.
Yeah, he didn't watch it. I watched it.
I
only watched the trailers.
The Yakuza guy showed up.
Yeah, this is why Snoop Dogg was there.
What?
Snoop Dogg's in Stranger Than Heaven.
Huh?
You didn't know this?
No.
Yeah,
why
we knew about this like a couple months ago.
Why is Snoop Dogg in the Yakuza guy's game that is just a Yakuza game, but not at the Yakuza studio because he needed to leave so he could make a Yakuza
game?
No,
that's different. That's the other game. This is RGG. This is Yakuza.
Oh, this is the Yakuza people. Oh.
Yeah, this is the Yakuza.
Why did I just see... That's a lot of naked tattoo people. Okay. So the Yakuza team is making a non-Yakuza game... That's clearly a Yakuza game, but not tied in any way to the other people or the detective series.
Right.
And it's a period piece. It doesn't take place in modern times, I guess.
It actually is going through multiple times. Like you see that you follow this character through like a life journey type of thing.
Dog.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg. Actual Snoop Dogg has a character in the game.
I hear you.
I was going to say, is he playing himself or is he playing like a caricature of himself?
It's what
it's
do you
a
consider?
Character, yeah, see,
first
Tupac.
Of all, here's Tupac.
Yeah, they're actually putting Tupac. I'm not joking when I said this.
I don't like anything about that. Okay, then what else did these guys announce?
Just wait
for
it.
Oh, here's Snoop Dogg on stage,
yeah,
dressed
see,
better
yeah,
than
he's
Jeff
out
Keighley.
With Snoop Dogg.
He is dressed better than Jeff Keighley, and I will die on that hill. He has a overshirt and a t-shirt,
and if you
chains.
Pause here, you can see Snoop Dogg's character like behind him.
Like, let's be clear, this dude, he's wearing sneakers, but it works. Jeff's sneakers don't work. Snoop sneakers work. Snoop has what looks like neckties on his pants. I don't think that's what they are. It's just too zoomed out to tell what they are. But this is... Yeah, I'd rather hang out with Snoop Dogg. But I think that's a given, right? Yeah. Okay. Hmm. So Snoop does some stuff on stage. I'm not going to sit here and try and listen to him be funny. I'm sure it's good because it's Snoop Dogg and not Jeff.
Well, and then that's them.
Wait, going what's back the other game? I thought they were going to do a second. They showed two games. I thought, says the chat.
They did not.
Okay. All right.
They did talk about Snoop Dogg's gaming company, Death Row Games, which he announced apparently a while back.
Okay.
So this is going back to the horror-esque. Game.
Oh, so like him being there is probably predicated on him being able to pimp his company, probably so he can ask for funding and stuff for projects, right?
Chaos
so.
Is saying they did a different game later.
Yakuza folks will show another game later. All right. And what is this? This is more horror puzzle stuff. Okay.
Horror puzzle stuff from a company in Sweden.
Yeah, I don't care. HAEX. That looks like a game I'm not going to play.
Hex. It's being pronounced Hex.
All right. Now we have a really crazy... Oh, Dead by Daylight. We'll just skip right by that. All right, Kelly, here you go.
I was going to say, are we really going to go through all of this?
Well, yes. Look at this cat, though.
I don't see the cat. Where's the cat?
Right next to the guy in the eye patch. That's a fluffy cat.
Of course, it doesn't help that my stream's pretty blurry right now.
Help? That doesn't help, does it? No, it doesn't.
That is a big cat, yes.
It is a giant cat, Kelly.
Okay, now I see it.
You see the cat?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's a cat.
It blends in.
When the cat is that big, you there's a good chance the cat talks, you know? And that
maybe.
It's a Mortal Shell 2. This looks like a Souls-like. We're just going to go on. All right. And then we have Shooty Shooty, and then some building in a game that I don't... Sand. Raiders, no, nobody cares. Oh, they're remaking Assassin's Creed 3 Black Flag.
We've known that. Or I've known that. Let me put it that way.
Like, I didn't know that?
Oh, a bunch of people have known that.
I think okay. It's funny, like, I was listening to some people who didn't play or weren't around for when, like, all the press, you know, covered this, like I was, because I'm old. And, like, people are like, I hear this was actually... one of the good Assassin's Creeds. And I'm like, I want to put an asterisk and say, yeah, it's because people liked sailing around in the pirate ships. So like, it's not because they wanted to do the Assassin's Creed's parts. It's because they wanted to be pirates, which is fair. So then I heard other things that I realized, oh, that's a good point. This is modern Ubisoft. Is this thing going to be chock full of microtransactions now?
Probably.
Well, they showed their trailer. And now we have from the studio that brought you Bayonetta.
And
they're showing us and Neil Automata. They've got a sewer gate. Is this? Oh, it's Platinum Games. Is it Turtles?
No.
Oh. It says Foot Takes Over City. That's Turtles.
Oh.
That's Turtles.
I missed
There's a moon
one,
in the
then.
Sky. This is TMNT. I called it. You tried to take it from me. Last Ronin?
Is this the Last Ronin? Yeah. Yeah, that's
what does that mean?
It is Turtles, sorry.
What does that
it
mean?
It is a future version of the Turtles where all of them but one died.
So it's just Raphael or something? Or?
No, you're not. I know who it is, but that's a spoiler.
Oh, it's a spoiler. Okay.
You're not supposed to know which one it is.
Got it. Okay. Thank you for preserving that then.
Sorry, that was my fault. It is TNNT, but...
I had no idea that was a whole thing, but okay.
Yeah.
That looks... unfortunately, there's no game footage in that, so I don't know if it's any good. Okay, next up, Ben Starr comes out and is just Ben Starr, which is, that's cool, because he's cool. So he comes out and says things, it's probably really funny, but like, who cares? You can't hear it. And then they show off some garbage game. Thanks,
Fortnite,
Ben.
Actually.
Oh, it's, okay. So I was correct.
I think it's a Fortnite spinoff.
I think, no, they did do a spinoff, and then they also announced
Fortnite
their next
Shattered, game. End of season live event today. Okay, it's just, all right. Ben Starr is voicing some Fortnite thing. Cool, sounds good. All right, then we have, nobody cares. Oh, Giant Robots, Tam. Yes?
Yeah, this is Gundam.
This is actually Gundam?
This is Gundam.
This is, oh, fancy looking cinematic Gundam. What do we got? We've got, he cut that thing in two. That's a Gundam Wing Gundam or something. And that wait,
no, this is new. This is like a whole new universe.
But like, he's fighting a Dragon Gundam? Like, is that
This is a new thing. This is unrelated to anything Gundam, except it's Gundam.
I understand. It's not any of the animes. I'm sorry. I'm being quite clear. I follow what you're saying.
Not mangas. This is a
also,
brand new Gundam.
This is
Gundam
some
Gundam
ass Gundam here. And
yeah,
like,
this is
the enemies are also Gundams or something. What's a Gundam? Isn't the definition of Gundam varying based on the series
what universe
you're in?
It is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
In some place, it's a mech, but only if the mech's made of Gundanium or Gundamium. In some ones, it's just like all robots are Gundams, and in some, it's like the real Gundam is the power inside my shining finger. I don't know.
And some of the Gundams, it's actually the operating system, operating system for the Gundam. That is Gundam Seed, it was actually the name of the operating system for the Gundams.
So Gundam from Microsoft. All right, so next game is some cooperative duck game where you have to carry an egg without breaking it. Okay, fair. That'll be fun to watch. You are what? Excited for the Gundam game?
I am excited for the Gundam game.
All right, and then we have a shooty game. This looks boring. Skip.
This is a co-op shooty, I don't know if it's co-op, but you
have the name! That's No Moon.
I think that's the... Yeah.
That's a freaking Star Wars reference.
I'm actually not sure if that was the name of the... That's not the name of the game. I think that's the studio.
Oh, okay.
Because they said the name much, much later.
Oh my gosh. Crossfire. We already had Crossfire. A game called Crossfire. It was a free-to-play online shooter game, and Andy did some
PR. If you
work
remember the old
point.
Commercials, there was that...
Crossfire! Crossfire!
Yeah.
That's what Crossfire should always be, is the little marbles game. All right, so they make a shooty game. I don't care. We have Control 2. That's good. Everyone is excited for Control 2.
Chaos mentions, the egg game is called Extremely Hard Game.
Yeah, it looks extremely hard. All right, and
Extremely Hard Game.
All right.
Yeah,
this...
the name's a pun.
No. Then next up, they shot off Guild Wars 3. So, like, Guild Wars 3, folks, is a thing.
Yes, Guild Wars 3 is a thing.
Yeah, so, like...
Yeah, no char, not interested.
Really? But you can be a bear now.
I don't care. I want to be my cow cat.
Your cow cat. All right. So you want to be a cow cat with 4 ears. You don't want to be big bear dude.
No.
Because, like, honestly, I like the bear dude models more than the cow cat models. I think the cow cats need to pick a lane. But I'm alone. I think I'm not in the popular opinion on that one. So my apologies. This is prequel. So, like, there's story reasons why the char aren't there. But also, it sounds like people are actually legit upset and are not going to play this because they can't be their cow cats.
Yeah.
And it's not just you, Kelly. I heard this from other, like, this was news yesterday in go ahead.
Imagine if they did a WoW sequel and didn't have gnomes.
I'd be fine with that. I would be fine with that.
I mean, I don't know that would be a problem. They don't have souls anyway. Let's just get rid of them.
I mean, I don't like gnomes, but that's just
like, we've got the little fox guys. Those are better.
That's my own horde internalized racism talking, so ignore me.
Okay, so Guild Wars 3 is a thing. It'll be out next year, so I guess that's news for that. All right, cool. And blah, 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 blah. Flowers back. And then, is this Twisted Metal or Wipeout? What is this? We got a racing game.
No, this is Pod Racing.
Is this... I was just about to set it up for you. This is Pod Racing? This is... Pod racing.
Actually interested in this. It looks like a good racing game.
Everyone is interested. Just out of curiosity, be like, did they make a good version of this? And like,
I mean, the original was pretty good.
I always had an issue with it because one, it was attached to the sequels that are garbage, but two, it was an N64 game, so it looked like garbage. And this looks like it is not either of those, other than Pod Racing was in the prequels. So like, Let's go. This is just Wipeout, right?
There was also Super Bombad Racing that was just a kart racer.
Star Wars Galactic Racer. Okay. You guys are you really should call it Pod Racing, but all right. All right, next up we've got End of Abyss. That looks boring. I don't know what that's about. Platforming horror, whatever, Discovery. Then we have I'm on a boat and more horror.
This is more horror.
Last Harbor. So lots of barnacles in this horror game. So like, if you don't like barnacles, or you have that tryptophanomia thing where you don't like holes.
So interesting thing about barnacles. Barnacles hate capsaicin.
Oh, so you put the spicy on them.
Yeah. I know this because my dad helped a person patent a spray for ships that uses capsaicin as one of its main ingredients to help keep barnacles off of them.
But, like, wouldn't that just wash off in the water? Because water?
I don't know. Maybe
we paint ships.
Okay. If it's oil-based, it probably won't wash off as
much. Yeah, if it becomes, like, a sealed layer on top of the ship, that, like, okay. I guess I could see how this works. What is it? All right. New virtual fighter. But, like, with story and plot, which is not what I was...
Yeah, this looks more like... So, this doesn't look like a fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they do show, like, some actual, like, gameplay. Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, it's obviously going to have fighting, mm-hmm. but...
All right, so I'm not a big virtual fighter game guy. I was not good at fighting games. 3D fighting games, even harder, blah, blah, blah. So
okay, so apparently this is the other RGG. So this is why I missed it.
Wait, the Yakuza people are making Virtua Fighter.
Yeah, so that's why I missed it earlier, because I didn't expect them to be the ones doing.
And apparently, in this universe, you DoorDash food and it comes delivered by a Virtua Fighter, and then she kicks everyone's butt.
No,
that's what it looked like. She had a bag of groceries and then she beat up everybody. And posed while doing it, because that's what you do in a real fight. You pose.
That is not what's going on there at all. Okay.
All right. Well, that's what it looked like. All right. We don't have time. We got to keep moving. All right. Then we have another game with action game. Is this an RPG maybe? There's a dragon. That means it's an RPG, right?
No.
Co-op. There's knights. There's fishing. This is silly. And there's a dragon. RuneScape Dragon Wilds. We do cover this, don't we?
Yes.
This is the survival game set in the RuneScape universe. This looks great. I can't wait till it launches September 15th. We should try that out. All right.
No.
And then, no? What do you mean, no?
I don't do survival games. Then we had an ad for a bunch of Switch stuff coming to Switch.
Adventures of Elliot. I'll play it with you. Go ahead.
I'll play it with you, Chris.
Thank you, Kelly.
She can play it with you. I don't do the survival game thing.
Mm. All right. So I've
tried a few.
All right. So, yeah, it's a bunch of release dates and stuff. Little trailer peaks. Star Seeker, which is Astroneer Expeditions. I don't know what that means. Why it's in it? Is that a sequel? Is it an expansion? And they're all on Switch 2. Yeah, lots of Switch 2. Okay, who cares?
That was Switch 2 ads.
All right, so now we have the next game. I bet this is a Souls-like, because it has lots of weird-looking monster with crazy armor and weird creatures. And
I think this might be Lords of the Fallen 2.
Soul Frame. It's the Warframe people's fantasy version.
Yeah.
Where your character kills things, then takes a nap with a bunny.
They all look the same at this point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, then we got the Grounded 2 thing. That's survival, but you're little people because you got shrunk. So we'll skip that. That's an update.
PSN put Grounded 1 on their free for Essential this month. So if you're curious about Grounded 2 and have PS Plus, you might want to check that out.
Nice. Thank you.
I didn't know Grounded was a bug survival game. I thought that I always thought it was.
It's basically Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the video game.
Yeah, I always thought it was more like the Plants vs. Zombies shooter.
So next up is a really long trailer where we're showing like face reveals and we're supposed to care about them, but I don't know who these people are.
It's a Mafia game.
Yeah, it's Mafia the Old Country. This is not a new.
And it's a story expansion. Yeah.
I guess, yeah, it's already out, right? So, okay. So
no, August 4th. Yeah, Mafia the Old
Country,
is
already
out.
Yeah. This is an
story expansion.
Yeah, August 14th. Got it. All right. What is this? We've got Franchi Digital Games. Panache Digital Games. There we go. I could read correctly. Is this... All right. We got a lady who looks like she's in medieval... What's that world?
This is 1666 Amsterdam.
This is 1666 Amsterdam, but it looks like she's in the
That's you know, the name of the game.
But like, you know, the TV show with the ladies all in red who like have to have babies for the people in charge?
Oh, Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, it looks kind of Handmaid's Tale, right? Except 1600s. I guess they might have actually had Handmaid's Tale.
People did wear that type of outfit.
Kelly.
Yeah. Yes.
Kelly. Look at the stream.
Kitties.
There's two kitties, and they look like they need a good brushing, by the way. And they're walking out. Are they? That's a lot of cats. What is, there's
yeah,
a, oh,
what is this game?
There is some witch stuff happening, I think.
Is this still the 1666?
Yes, this is still the 1666.
I don't think the cats are good cats, Kelly.
Are they bad cats? Do they talk? Do you summon the cats? Do they eat your
enemies? There are no bad cats.
Okay.
Let's be clear.
Okay, my apologies. There are no bad cats, only bad dogs.
Actually, I take that back.
By the way, that's part one of their trailers. They actually had two trailers for this.
Okay, let's just get moving through that then. Okay, so then the second one shows like some footage that looks like game footage, but it's still really abstract. Next. All right, then there's a Saw game. No, thank you. I'm passing on that. We're good. And then we have what looks like more Elden Ring.
This might be Lords of the Fallen 2.
Oh, that would make sense because that's more or less what that is. This fall. Come on, trailer.
Well,
you
is
can do
it Elden Ring becoming multi
PlayStation, Xbox, Epic Store? Is this just Night Rain or something, maybe?
That's not right. No, this is,
it's already Lord of the Fallen 2. Okay, I'll just wait for the title card. That's a big dragon. This is like turning into Monster Hunter, Kelly. Look at that sword and look at that dragon. Is that Cloud's sword? Did that man steal Cloud's sword?
I would say that's more Guts' sword.
No, Guts' sword is an unshaped slab of metal, though, right?
But it has more of that same shape.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. It's long enough. So, okay. This fall, on every platform, wish list, Lords of the Fallen 2! You got it, Tam. Thank you. All right. Next. Star Wars.
Which we probably covered the Lords of the Fallen 2.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. What is this Star Wars thing? Is this Star Wars?
Star Wars, like Star Wars XCOM, yes.
What?
Yeah. They actually do show gameplay. See?
You just put two words together that I haven't had put together before, Tam.
What, Star Wars and XCOM?
Yeah. Are you telling me I can make a team of R2-D2s and like dominate the universe?
Yeah, see, look.
And it's X for X as devs, says Severin Mira. Like, it's actual XCOM people making this XCOM game? That dude's in a helmet.
I personally would put together a team of Mandalorians.
Mandalorians, okay. What about Grogu's? That would work too, right?
Yeah, Grogu's are tiny but fierce. But,
yeah, see, it's, and we actually see gameplay.
I'm very surprised by this, Tam. Because, like, this trailer...
I'm surprised.
This is... No. All right, I'm out. You want to get me out of a Star Wars game? You throw this guy in it.
We've got
angsty teenage Anakin before the fall. You can tell it's before he fell because he still has arms.
You have arms?
Yeah. Well, I haven't fallen yet. But he also hasn't fallen yet because he loses them. He loses one arm, I guess. He's got one arm. Listen, the point is, it's Anakin. I don't want no Anakin in my Star Wars game.
I mean, if he's well acted.
If he's Vader, maybe, but not. I hate Sandigan. I hate Sandigan.
Instead of Vader, maybe he needs to be Vapor.
That would be the modern tie-in, wouldn't it? All right, Lord Vapor.
Lord Vapor.
your mix is ready. Do we have more? Okay, we got a vampire game. It's going to keep scooting through this. That's Blood. The Blood of Dawnwalker. Okay, so vampire game. Got it. I don't know who it's from. I don't know if I care. And then we have Among Us. Right. I heard something about this. Like,
so is this more of a story-based Among Us?
I think they're making a TV show.
Yeah, I think this is for the TV show.
No, this is not. This is game. But like, I don't know how it works. So like,
maybe the game's based on, maybe the TV show is based on the game.
And then, okay, thanks.
They got silly with this. They got really
silly.
We're
gonna just keep moving forward. Can we just in every color? Patton Oswalt. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Wayne Knight,
Kimiko
Glenn, Liv Hansen, Randall Park. Yeah, it's a TV show. Hey, look, it's a TV show.
Well, they announced a TV show as well. It looks like.
Do we need a kids show for Among Us? And the answer is probably
I don't think that's a kids show. It's a show.
I mean, looks kids bad, will watch it regardless.
Frog. It'll be on Paramount Plus if you want to watch that train wreck.
Yeah, all right. Game and TV show.
Game and TV show. All right. Brahma will return. 007. Bauma will return. Sounds like I'm saying the lady from Dragon Ball. B-A-W-M-A will return in 007 First Light. So there's an update to that. Okay, cool.
Yeah, there's a story update coming.
Hey, what?
More Switch games.
No, but it's Final Fantasy 14 on the Switch too?
Yeah, they announced that like at FanFest.
It looks like it's running as well as I thought it might.
Badly?
Yeah. It looks not looking great, guys. But if you need to get through 200 hours of Final Fantasy 14 story,
Sephiroth in the trailer there. Yeah, it's like what?
Somebody just clicked the button for it to cue them into a fight, and that's the one they got, I think.
Yeah.
The new Turok game this fall, nobody cares. All right. And all right. The Gothic remake is already out. That's an ad. Come on. Nobody cares about this. Nobody cares about Take Flight. Aeon 2? Wait, yep. There's a set. We They're didn't get one MMO. We got two MMO announcements at the Summer Game Fest. Are you kidding me?
Aren't they from the same company, too?
Wait, really?
I thought...
Andy said that from the other room while you were saying it. Like, they're from the same company. Like...
Yeah.
Okay. NC Corporation.
Yeah, NC Soft.
We are in a situation now where not only... is a company making a broadly marketed big MMORPG, there's a company doing two of them at once.
Yeah, they're both, I want to say they're both NCSoft Chaos.
So I guess the question to clear this up is Guild Wars 3 is ArenaNet, says Severin. So ArenaNet might be owned by NCSoft, but they're different. So the devs are probably different. Yeah, okay. Well, either way, that's...
But it's still the same company.
Well, it's the same money. The same money source, I guess. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I never played the original Aeon. I heard it was halfway decent.
Yeah, it was neat. You could be a cool animal girl chick thing or whatever, and then it just kept going, and it became free to play.
Yeah. It did go free to play eventually.
It was fine. It was very grindy. My friends... gave up after a while and I got bored and it didn't hold me like this stupid game I'm playing now where I run around as a cow and get milked. So, I have weird needs, I think, when it comes to MMOs. And that need is for somebody to come and help me. Yeah. What are we talking about? Guild Wars?
MMOs. No.
Yeah. ArenaNet's based in the US, says Alex. Aeon is fully Korean. So there we go. We got US versus Korean devs, same ultimate holding company. Can you get milked in Aeon 2? If you can, it's probably a transaction. You probably got to pay for it. All right. What do we got here? This is... Tam, this looks more like you, but not much. I don't know.
It's Cyberpunk.
Cyberpunk?
Yeah, oh, that's the name? This is a game based off the anime.
Oh, this is Wuthering... It's Wuthering Waves doing a crossover with Cyberpunk.
Yes.
Okay. So it's Wuthering Waves, so that I don't have to worry about the stuff on screen being unable to be shown on Twitch then, right? Okay.
Hopefully.
Gotcha crossover. We're just going to skip on that, because screw gotchas.
Hey, Kelly.
Yes?
Hey, Kelly, what if there was more Monster Hunter? I heard about this one.
Might pick up the Switch 2 version.
No, then you guys start over then.
This is the expansion anyways. You'd have to start over.
No.
I didn't start it to begin with, remember?
Oh, I did not remember that.
I never bought Wilds because didn't it come out last year?
Yeah. Do they have crossplay on Wilds? I don't even remember at this point.
I'm not sure.
Can Steam play with console? I think it can. The question is, will the Switch also be part of that or not? Okay. So
we'll have to research. What I liked about Rise was being able to just sit in the living room and hop into a group.
Well, I think you'll be able to do that here. Is this a new class? Is it just Cyber Gunner? Okay, no. Oh, right. No, these are just showing the different weapons. All right. Neato. It'll be Monster Hunter. I love Monster Hunter. I'm not going to go into my quandary about why I can't stick with the Monster Hunter for long term, and I don't know why, because it doesn't matter. New Monster Hunter expansion announced. It is coming. It is named. It is called Ascendance.
Or Ascendance.
And it looks like you're going into castles that float in the sky, hence Ascendance. So new biome. And yeah, 2027, next year, it's going to be a massive expansion.
A lot of these are next year.
So this is your Iceborne? What was it? Was it Iceborne? Like,
yeah.
The world had a giant expansion, and so they're doing the same thing with this. So the real question is, with the Monster Hunter expansion that we need to have answered sometime in the next year, is do they fix the performance? Because that's the biggest thing people wanted on Monster Hunter. It wasn't like specific monsters, wasn't specific clothing items, wasn't improvements to the cats or the mounts. It was, can you make this game run?
Was that a PC problem or also a PlayStation?
I mean, it was a PC problem primarily. I don't know how it was on PlayStation. I played it on PC, but everyone was complaining about it. So, all right, this next one is some sort of action fighting game. Is this an RPG? Yeah, Chaos, the new Monster Hunter was Unreal Engine 5, so that's part of the issues. Optimizing Unreal Engine 5 is difficult. Okay, so this is Souls-like. Yeah, we see a giant long battle with... Okay, Swords of Legends. All right, wishlist it now. Yay. All right, Hot Wheels. Who's ready for Hot Wheels?
Eh.
Okay, we're going to move on.
I mean, I like racing games. This
Sonic. Kelly, Sonic.
Yeah, so they're doing a crossover with Ava.
Huh?
You gotta go fast, Shinji.
For Crossworlds.
But also Turtles Mutant Mayhem. So this is... All right, the Sonic racing game is bringing in a bunch of crossovers. We got TMNT, yes. We've got Avatar, Mega Man, Minecraft, SpongeBob, Pac-Man. So a lot of these already happened, it sounds like. So they're showing some of the new ones. So in year two, we're gonna get... Godzilla.
Yeah, I knew about that one because okay. The comic is getting a Godzilla.
The Sonic comic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Evangelion, get in the car, Shinji. As you already made that.
No,
joke.
Gotta go fast, Shinji.
Gotta go fast. Yoko Taro is doing the new Evangelion. You were expecting minimal milking? Wow. What is this, Kelly? What was that? Sonic Pico Pickup- Park.
Is I don't that, know what Pico Park, I think it's a multiplayer platformer. The first Pico Park was free on Steam for a while.
I mustn't go fast.
Thank you, Vaughn. That's the better meme.
All right, what's going on here? Some Attack on Titan crap, or what is this? I see large naked giants, and I think that must be Attack on Titan, right?
That's Attack on Titan.
Right? Yeah. They have no skin, and somehow they're not dead. And we have little anime kids fighting them? Is that also part of Attack on Titan?
Yeah.
I don't know how the series work. Do they turn into Titans themselves at some point, or is it just like, hi, we killed tall people?
Attack on Titan was way too grimdark for me, so too grimdark. I don't
okay.
know.
Yeah. Okay, so there's Attack on Titan, blah, 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 blah. Oh, my God. Next scouting report. What is it? Attack on Titan 3? Wait, there's already been two games?
Yes.
Is this a Musou?
I don't know. Nobody cares. Follow Attack. I don't care. Attack on Titan is like body horror and kind of gross, and I don't follow it.
Yeah, forget it. Maverick Games presents... They're really making me wait for it. Presents... Looks like a driving game. Presents. Are you going to say what it is? You're going to say, okay, I saw a PlayStation in the background. So this is on PlayStation and it's a driving game? Driving? We're driving? Guys, I tell you, the trailer said presents. They still haven't said what they're presenting, but there are a lot of cars on screen. So this is Gran Turismo? Question mark? With a story. We got people talking, there's plot, there's police, there's crashes, there's trying to... Maverick Games presents Clutch.
It's a racing game.
With a story. More Need for Speed, says Alex. All right, next up, is this a... Okay. So I've seen, like, medieval era... Alexa, stop it. I've seen a... I didn't... Okay. We have a massive strategy. Is this Total War? Total War, no. King Arthur? No,
I mean, it looked like it. I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, this is Total War. It's
we got
not.
A
it's,
bunch of armies on screen.
It's called something else, but yeah.
This basically. Is, I mean, then it's Timu Total War or something. Come on, what are we doing here? This is Chronicles Medieval. Those are just two words.
Medieval, yeah. Those, yeah, it's...
Like,
it's,
Medieval Chronicles would be a phrase, but Chronicles Medieval... Are there many Chronicles games, and this is the medieval one? If I titled it differently, say Total War Medieval, would that make more sense? Yes, it would. But this is not Total War. Okay, cool. Next. Okay. I don't know what this is. Make it loud. What?
This reminded me of the that one.
Is this like a Digital Circus or Habbo Hotel sort of thing? I don't know. What, is this a, its
so.
Own game? Like, I don't know what this is. The NetEase pirate game. This is a pirate. They were just in a rock concert. How is this a pirate game?
It this is kind of reminded me of that trailer. What was it? Dead and Loving It, where like you had the zombie and the chick like.
Oh, wait. So here we go. Sega Remnants. Sega SeaOfRemnants.com.
Yeah, Sea of Remnants.
That's a. I don't understand what I just saw. Okay. NetEase pirate game. Cool. Next. And next up, we're just seeing Capcom action figures for some reason. Why?
It's collectibles.
Hitman. Wait. How did I get to. Oh, so
it
that
was a very brief ad for collectibles for Capcom, and now you're into the next Hitman game, which is featuring Rapstar.
It's
with
just
Khalifa.
An expansion. It's just the thing for the Hitman World of Assassination thing.
I didn't know this was an expansion. I thought it was
It's a free game. Expansion thing. Yeah, they do like these seasonal things. So like you'll have a little mission and the guys in there and okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. Next up is Pokemon. Oh, wait, no. Oh,
this is the Power World
1.0. This is it. Guys, Pell World out of early access. I guess I already said that earlier. But like, here's the trailer for it, which you can't see because it's audio. But like, I'm telling you, lots of things happen in that trailer, and then the tree lights up.
You got Switch 2 version when?
I don't.
Probably never.
What about a 1.0 release of any of their other early access games that were out for much longer than Pell World?
I've heard their other early access games aren't that good.
Well, I know, but like, this one's getting a 1.0 finally. What about the rest? All right. Next up, we've got what looks like The Wolf Among Us, if I had to guess.
Your guess is right. It is Wolf Among Us 2.
Awesome. I did it. Oh, Chaos said in the chat.
And apparently, they're remastering one.
Wolf Among Us. Remake, or remaster, rather. So we're going to scale up the first one and make it so you can download it and then have a second one. And all right, that looks interesting. I never played this. I should. I never read the books or the comics either, so whatever. Okay. Then we have Wolf Among Us remastered. Cool. Wolf Among Us. Here, all right, next up, we've got a game that looks pretty. We got robots and people in a train station. This is a beautiful looking game. This doesn't look like a game so much as it looks like a graphics benchmark program. Do you know what this is, Tam? Got a girl with a vending machine.
Oh,
and she
yes.
bought a vial
this,
of...
this goes to what I sent you.
Oh, okay. This is a Nikkei crossover in the making,
no,
Tam, says
this,
Chaos.
This, yeah, it is because it's shift up.
Okay, I have some problems with this. First of all, we have clearly underage characters being presented doing what appear to be adult type decisions. Like,
dude,
drugs.
It's Korea.
Okay.
Their women are short.
That sounds racist or something. I don't know.
No, I mean, that's actually statistically, they are short.
Okay. So you're saying this is a fully grown adult, past the age of consent. This is legal.
She does look very young, but she could very well be.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, considering... she's the main character.
She's the main character. Okay. Yeah. The women are all 100-year-old teens, Chris. Okay, sure. Lady Death says this is Blade something.
Yeah, this is Stellar Blade Blood Rain.
Wait,
Stellar Blade 2.
What?
Yeah, this is Stellar Blade
Didn't
2.
Didn't Stellar Blade famously not do great, I thought?
Stellar Blade did amazing.
Oh. People complained about it, but I know that was like the sort of people that I don't usually listen to.
They complained
from.
Mostly about how sexualized the main character looked.
Well, it was a bit over-sexualized. Yeah. I don't know if the game was good
enough. Of course it did good. It was anime gooner material.
Oh, And then this
actually,
dude just took some drugs.
Actually, it
and
really
his,
wasn't.
His head
it was
went
not.
All...
Like, the game itself was not.
No, but the character is.
All right, so this is just Stellar Blade 2.
The character was based off of real person, Kelly.
I don't care. I need to know one question, Tam. How
yes.
do the... You sent me six images that looked like they were from your Nikke game to me in a DM.
They were.
What do
they
have to do with this game?
Same company. I said that. You know, so this is Shift Up Corporation.
Okay.
So the reason it matters is people are like, oh, she's not as hot as the first one. I was like, not all of their characters are technically hot.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't matter. That yeah. like, it the role
no I'm saying
the fact that they don't make all their characters hot is irrelevant though, Tam. I don't think yeah. it's doing your argument any justice, because the character in the first game was very hot, and that's what they're comparing it to. It doesn't matter if the company makes yeah. other hot or non-hot characters. Also, this still looks like a child to me, and that's problematic. And then also what even is you know what this is? This is Metal Gear Rising, but with a lady, isn't it?
Yeah, I never thought about that before.
I mean, honestly, Raiden does kind of the same poses in Rising. So it's like,
I actually wish they would port Metal Gear Rising to other consoles. It's all stuck right. on PS3.
Stellar Blade Blood Rain. I guess we have another one. Okay, we'll see if that turns out anyway. All right, then we got...
Stellar Blade 1 actually sold very, very well. This wow. is a Street Fighter 6 announcement for their Season 4.
Why is Tifa in it?
They're adding Tifa to it.
What?
Yeah, Tifa's going to be one of the new fighters for Season 4.
Okay,
for
can
four
I ask
year.
Another question?
Okay.
The animation from this trailer where they're introducing the fighters has nothing to do with how Street Fighter 6 looks. Why don't they show me the actual Street Fighter 6 characters instead of an animated Tifa?
Because they probably haven't fully developed
they
that
They commissioned
yet.
Someone to animate this, though. Like, they had to put time into making this. This doesn't just happen. Couldn't they have just at least thrown a Tifa model on the screen? What is going... Chaos says, fighting model. Fighting game DLC is crazy these days. Well, not wrong. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Jeff talks for a while. And then... Wait. What? Oh.
Yes!
Oh. All right. So, if you're at home, you're wondering what's going on. And the answer is, we are seeing a trailer with Sephiroth in it because it's time to show off the third Final Fantasy game. Final
yes.
Fantasy VII Remake. So,
Revelation.
Meteor in the sky. I can jump twice as high. Take a look. It's Sephiroth's book.
Chris,
One-winged angel.
Okay, Chris.
Yeah,
we were at the movies last night.
Yeah.
At the Digital Circus finale, and Vaughn went off while I was in my seat, so I got bored and was checking Blue Sky, and I didn't realize that this week was Summer Game Fest. So I see like tweet or skeet after skeet showing Final Fantasy stuff. I'm like, wait, what? They finally announced Part 3? And I like, Vaughn comes back and I'm like losing my mind. Like, oh my God, it's coming. It's finally coming. And because it was a FathUp event, all of the trailers were just old movies. And I'm sitting there watching this trailer or the other trailer that they put out that's a gameplay overview, muted with the janky captions generated by YouTube. And I'm like, Vaughn, said Invincitor playable. And he's like, color me surprised.
Yeah, that we knew they were going to be the two characters in the last game.
They weren't playable in the last game.
No, they said they specifically said they didn't want to include Cid, so that way there was
more
characters
too,
to add to your party in the third one. That is specific. Okay. That was a specific quote from an interview.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask a question? Why is there a part in here where it looks like we have 100 clouds parachuting onto an island and only one will survive? Can someone explain that one to me?
100 clouds.
Well, I mean, that's the Battle Royale setup, right? So like, 100
remember,
Final Fantasy characters.
We parachuted into Midgard. But
like, look, this is cloud Fortniting. Also, can somebody explain to me how his sword is staying attached to his ass right now?
Magnets.
Magnets.
Skill.
Skill. Skill.
Go gotta clench those butt cheeks.
Like, it's just, that is not where his sword usually sits when it's unequipped. And yet, while he's going through the
magic butt grips, I Lady Death.
The magic butt grips materia. There's a butt materia,
but,
isn't
but
there?
But remember, they did parachute into Midgard.
I don't remember. I haven't played the first two games. Like,
I'm talking the very original version, man.
Yeah, they did parachute into Midgard.
Okay, I don't remember the train bomb mission starting with parachuting. I remember it starting with...
No, this is in the third disc.
This is the third disc.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I do not... I will say, I like the weapon designs, except for Diamond Weapon looks like ass.
Well, Severin points out, if his sword went where it's supposed to go, it would block the parachute. Like, I understand that, but also, that does not excuse it sticking to his butt without... some sort of extremely convenient plot revelation.
He could put the parachute on over the sword, though.
True. Supposedly they have added materia presets. All right. Was that a problem? Okay. All right. Well, Final Fantasy. Like
I don't want to wish the year away, but I want it to be spring 2027 so bad.
Matt Mercer's around. Okay.
Yeah, he did. He narrated the other trailer.
Is he voicing something in the game?
Yeah, he voices Vincent.
He's Vincent. Okay.
Yeah, he's Vincent. And that's why he's there.
That makes sense.
And,
right, and they're parachuting. Here we go. It's time to start the battle royale. All right. Tifa versus Cloud. Let's go. Oh, that's not... And, what are they doing? Oh, no. Cut away. Cut away. Cut away. We need... we shouldn't have followed Tifa and Cloud, everybody.
And, Sephiroth's original actor couldn't be in this one, so they got Travis Willingham to voice Sephiroth.
Why couldn't he be in this one?
I guess scheduling conflicts.
I'm sorry. Given how long these games take to make, how can you even say that with a straight face? Not you.
I'm just saying what Wario64 reported.
Like, you are saying that there is not a period in 3 years with which they could get the dude to come in to do some lines? Like, I don't believe that.
Who knows? Who honestly knows?
All right, so they got Travis for it. That's fine. Yeah. I don't know who did the voice before, and I don't know if it was any good.
I don't know either. I'm just happy that it's Travis now.
Okay. Critical Role fangirl on.
Yeah.
All right, so they have more trailer. Matt Mercer's still there. We're skipping forward. Yes.
Yeah, this was basically
a long segment.
Yeah, well, this was the last game they showed.
What? Oh. There's like an hour of dead air in this YouTube video. Thank God.
Yeah, then it went to Day of the Devs, which I think is covering mostly like indie stuff that we may or may not cover, but
yeah. All right.
We should probably get to the actual show at some point.
This was the show.
Bye, like, everybody!
Hi, everybody.
Does nobody want to hear what we played this week?
I played more Project Gorgon. The end. What did you play, Tam?
So one of my friends from my WoW days, Lunalight, who I sometimes raid when I'm done on Sunday nights, has been playing Honkai Star Rail.
Oh.
And watching her play it has like, man, I want to get back into Honkai Star Rail. So I've been playing Honkai Star Rail.
Are you streaming it too or just on your own?
No, I've just been playing it.
Well, so that means you've been playing another game still then.
No.
Mass Effect.
Okay, I have been streaming Mass Effect here on the channel. Yeah. An insane run of Mass Effect. I beat Mass Effect 1 last weekend, and then I put on like a 12-hour stream last Saturday night of Mass Effect 2.
That's a lot. I'm sorry. I popped in. I said, this is cool. I don't want to watch it. And then I left. But like,
yeah,
I
went until about 5:45 Sunday morning, and I made sure to be like, Scar, I want you to know I made sure I got off. And he's like, cool. Wait, have you been streaming this whole time? Yes. Or maybe. I can really get into Mass Effect 2 and just lose myself to the game. Especially if I start like mining planets for ore. Just lose hours of time just mining planets. But no, but the main thing I've been playing has actually been Honkai Star Rail all week. I've finally finished up Penacony, which was Planet 3. No, 4. 4. 3. 4. Let's see. Station.
Out of how many? Give me some context.
One sec, I'm counting. Yeah, planet four. So I'm now on planet five, and currently in the game, they're only up to planet six. The
Oh.
because the worlds are very, have like they are
May I
built.
presume that once you finish Planet 6, you are caught up on story content?
Yes,
Okay.
for the time being, but I will say that it gets pretty heavy, like even for a gacha game. This like. I it's pretty heavy with some banger tracks, but the reason I was finally able to advance was because they finally did something that they needed to a long time ago. Is if you lose a boss fight for because either mechanics suck or you suck, you can put it down to casual mode, which nerfs the boss damage like by a ton,
Did they
and
not
you.
have casual mode at all before? Is that the issue?
Yeah, no,
Okay.
it's like you could retry the battle.
All
This one you can
right.
like retry or switch it to casual. I'm like, okay. So I am actually getting through things. But you have to lose the fight before you can put it to casual mode, which is one thing I don't like, but I can live with that. Which is put it to auto, because you can't auto battle like boss fights until after you beat them the first time. So it's like, I'm going to have to sit here, purposely lose before I can fight this boss. And win.
You can't just try giving it a try and see if you can do it.
No, you can do it on the same difficulty, but I already know on the few fights that I have done where it's like, yeah, I am not going to beat this boss with my setup. Because
I
I have
just.
because it's not from me not trying it before, it's from me trying and failing because of the way these bosses work. I don't have the builds. But I want to see the story. I don't mind working on the builds for the characters. It's just taking the time to do it because, unfortunately, that's one of the things in this gacha is it does have an energy system on the side for non-main story stuff, specifically in regards to the systems that are how you get your up character upgrade materials outside of the gacha. So. Like you can only get and you can only gather so much as long as you have so much energy. So it's like, you have to actually pick and choose and yeah, it's not fun. But the story has been very good. I am now on a planet that is very much like a weird Greek, weird Roman-esque type of thing, lore-wise somewhat. Because I've like fought, there's like gods that are based off of some of the Roman gods and some that aren't, but it's got a very Roman or Greek aesthetic to it. Probably closer to Greek because they mentioned like Thanatos and, well, no, Thanatos is Roman. Anyways, yeah, it's Greek Roman, like kind of myth based.
Greco-Roman wrestling. Got it. Oh,
Yeah,
just
kind of.
ignore me, Tim. All right.
But I have met the cat girl.
Okay.
So life is good.
Life is good? Okay.
I've met cat girl. Life is good.
All
Although
right.
I did share with your husband
Uh-oh.
a peacock girl.
Okay.
She is very elegant,
Yeah.
and it's very subtle how she like that she is a peacock. Like her dress is definitely like. Very peacock-ish. One sec, I'm going to send you the image of the front side of her dress. But it wasn't until I was like noticing how her hair was, that it's like, oh, she is not just like kind of reminiscent of a peacock. No, she is actually a peacock anthro.
Okay.
So I'm sending you these images that I sent to Andy.
Yep. Opening in browser.
No, they're safe. They're
Chrome
safe.
browser. Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to get it onto the stream, which is a bunch of hoops right now. So hold on. Okay, there's Peacock Lady, which I can't even tell that she's whatever. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's until you look at the back. I just sent you the her from the
That's
back.
fine. Yeah, okay.
And you can tell from her hair going into a feather that she's actually a peacock.
Okay. I don't know why we care about this so much, but yes.
I care. It's
Okay.
a very unique thing
Oh,
that.
I see. The end of her hair is peacock feathers. Got
Yeah,
it.
so
That's
yeah,
weird.
so
Yep.
she, yeah.
So she has peacock hair. Noted.
Yeah, so it's
Does
I've
she
not.
walk around and scream and go like,
No. No.
no?
Of course, I have an issue with this because it's male peacocks that are known to be pretty. Female peacocks are just plain.
Oh.
I know. Yes, no, she is right.
As an
But
animal nerd, this bothers me
I
greatly.
see.
Yeah, the world of Anthro don't care, and you know this, Kelly.
I know. I know. I can't tell you how many non-mammals I've seen with boobs, and I'm like, no, they're not supposed to have those.
Lady Ninja Turtles.
Ugh.
Right, what's next? What'd you play, Kelly?
I think she's played more stuff than either of us.
I was in a weird mood this week, particularly because, last week was devoted to cleaning my mother-in-law's apartment. So this week, I don't know what the hell was wrong with me. I got sucked into two cleaning games.
Okay.
It made me feel like that Simpsons episode where Marge was trying to get Bart and Lisa to go do their outdoor chores, like raking leaves, and they're like, "No, I don't want to do it." And then they go to a technology convention and play a raking leaf simulator. Because the first cleaning game I played was called Librarian, Tidy Up the Arcane Library, where you have to literally sort like 3,000 books into their shelves.
That's too many books.
It starts out kind of tedious, but then as you play, you get access to magic spells that make the job a lot easier. Let's see. 3,072 books return to their rightful places.
Lady Death has played this and says librarian is great unless you do the no magic run.
The no magic run, you've got to sort everything by hand.
Oh no.
The magic run, I tried to do the speed run achievement to complete this in 3 hours, but I did not have a very optimized route, and I was playing it on Steam Deck, and I imagine that the speed run is a lot easier to play on PC. But like each shelf in the library is its own section. Like you have warriors, archery, curse magic, illusion magic, music magic, alchemy, basic spell books, spell books for everyday use. And yeah, that there's a whole bunch of different sections, and you've got to put the books in each section. And it's just kind of fun, and it's zen, and some of the book titles are hilarious, like one called Arrow of the Shattered Knee.
Oh, I used to be an adventurer.
Or one that goes in the stealth section that's I think that's called Bucket Stealth or something like that. I'm trying to pull up a list of all the books.
Hiding in boxes for cats and Metal Gears. Unless you, Lady Death says do the no magic run because it makes the speedrun easier to do after.
Oh, okay.
Guess you
You
learn
unlock
techniques.
something, or do you
Oh.
unlock something, or do you just memorize the books
I assume
better?
you just get better.
Yeah, because the first time around, I was halfway through the game, because there's four treasure chests at the beginning of the level, and you have to find the keys, and I thought that you would like unearth these keys as you were sorting. And then got halfway through the game and was like, well, I haven't found these keys yet. Oh, the one to unlock jumping is literally right where you start the game. And I did not see it. And once you unlock the jumping, you can then unlock two other chests that let you hold five more books.
See, that's going to bring your time way down now.
So I tried doing the speed run again with all the tools and managed to do it in 6 hours. So I just got to cut that in half.
Just gotta cut it in half. It's no big deal.
Some of the what are some of the other book titles that were hilarious? Like some of the ones for just basic everyday spells, like Life Hack Magic 101, which cracked me up.
How to make yourself better at speedrunning a librarian game, the book.
One of them was something about the internet, Because there's a section for the other world, which
Okay.
is our world.
Mm-hmm.
Can't find it now, damn it.
It's okay.
Oh yeah, the internet, the all-knowing grimoire.
You play,
The psychology of backseat gaming. The psychology of prioritizing gaming over tidying your room.
Yeah, the thing you're doing right now.
Yeah. The Warrior's Creed, only cowards become long-range mages. The romance novel titles are funny as hell. The Witch and the Accidental Love Potion. They worship an invisible entity known as Wi-Fi. Yeah, there's a list of them on the Steam page. And yes, what kind of magic works best for job hunting? The ultimate choice: curry flavored poop or poop flavored curry. That's in the philosophy section, or in the psychology section. Work culture: the mage who changed jobs into a sweatshop.
I don't think you should read them all on
I think
stream.
we're
No,
good, Kelly. Let's
I'm just picking out some of the ones that made me chuckle. Oh, okay, one more because this is Tam related. The strongest archmage is obsessed with me, the girl with zero magic. That is an
Rats.
anime ass title.
It is, yeah.
But check it out. It's very zen. Because the music that they play during the game is just relaxing piano music. That's kind of fun to listen to. How much is the game? I think it just came out. Yeah, it's $5.99, and it's fully Steam Deck compatible, so you can just kind of sit and zone out. And a lot of the books are kind of color coded, like philosophy, holy magic, and healing magic are all white books. Illusion magic and magical items are all purple. Curse and necromancy magic is all black. So you just kind of visually pick out some of the books with your eyes and start sorting them manually. And then as you get more level ups, you get spells that if you have one book in your hand, you can cast the spell where it'll summon all of the books in that series, because a lot of the books are 10 volume series. Some of them are three and some of them are five. So w once you max out that particular ability, then it becomes a lot easier because you can just get an entire shelf's worth all at once. And then there's another ability that, as long as you're pointing to a shelf, it'll automatically shelf the book for you. So you kind of want to put both your points, all of your points into those two abilities first to make your life a lot easier. And then one spell that's kind of handy is sh showing which shelf the book belongs to, and then another spell highlights all the books in a series. But it's one of those things that, yeah, it sounds daunting, but doing the getting all the magic to get go with it is kind of fun. And then the other cleaning game that I played that it wasn't as good, but I still got sucked into it. My wife threw out my card collection, so I bought a dump to find them all.
Is this a is that a light novel game?
No, it's just a cleaning
All
simulator.
right.
And
It the name is very much light novel-esque, though.
yeah. And yeah, you're picking through trash, trying to find trading cards, and you sell the trash so that you can get upgrades so that you can sort through more trash to sell trash to
I'm
find the
noticing a
trading cards.
trend, and that trend
Yeah.
is trash.
Yeah. And you have limited energy, so you drink beer to get more energy. And apparently, this person has portal technology so that you can just chuck trash bags through the portal to go right into the dumpster. And this one is very mindless, but if you're just in a mood to zone out while you're playing something, this one is kind of fun, though some of the physics are annoying. Like you have a shopping cart to put valuable items into so that you can sell those for more money than just trash. And some of the physics with the shopping cart gets the shopping cart gets really glitchy the more crap you put into it. But some of the quote unquote valuable items are kind of funny. Like a flash drive, flash drives with a Bitcoin logo. Switch twos. What else? A notebook that says Rule 34 on it.
No. Oh no.
What was one of the other funny ones? Oh, a Clippy, as in
Clippy.
Clippy from Microsoft. So yeah. Oh, and copies of Half-Life 3 are in the trash
Oh,
too,
finally.
like do dozens of them. So,
Oh, so
the
they went the ET route.
Yeah.
yeah,
It was so
yeah.
bad it never came out.
Yeah, so I mean, this game isn't gonna light the world on fire, but I picked it up just because it looked kind of fun, and I was in a mood for mindless cleaning games.
That
And
works.
you have a dog that you can pet, and he'll find valuables for you
Good. As long as you
in
can
the
pet the dog.
trash.
In the trash. I would prefer a cat, but a cat would probably just poop in the trash and make your life worse. I think I'm just in a gaming rut because I know Adventures of Elliot is coming out soonish, and I beat Bubsy way quicker than I anticipated. Last week, I thought that there were going to be 25 levels. There were only 15 levels.
Wow.
Yeah,
Character action platformer is short.
yeah, but I mean, it's only a $20 game, so I kind of understand why it was a little on the short side, and I'm pretty sure that dev team is pretty small. Though something neat happened to me. I reposted that Bubsy Remember the 90s fan art that I did when they first announced this game, and the dev retweeted me, or I'm sorry,
Hey.
reskeeted me, and a lot of people saw that picture,
Good
so
for
that made
you.
me kind of happy.
Nice.
And I also didn't know that Bubsy's voice was also one of the characters in Amazing Digital Circus, and now I can't unhear it. And that's top of mind because Vaughn and I went and saw the series finale last night at the movies. And I'm not going to spoil anything because I'm not an asshole.
Asshole. How many assholes we have on the ship?
Surrounded by assholes.
But yeah, so it's just kind of a low key week for me. Found out my oldest cat has diabetes,
Oh,
so
I'm sorry.
we're back on the giving a pet two shots a week or two shots a day. But luckily Zoro is very food motivated, and at first I was like, one of us will hold him with the churu and the other one will administer the shot, and as long as he has churu, he does not care. And then we've started giving him wet food again so that he can kind of get his weight up. And yeah, once his head was in the wet food bowl, it was like, nope, don't care eating.
Fair enough.
I would say, I mean, obviously you keep an eye on rapid weight loss on cats anyway, but he wasn't really lethargic or wasn't really acting sick, so we kind of held off on taking him to the vet. And that was my bad because I didn't think that he was really sick. I just thought that he lost a lot of weight. And it turns out no, the weight loss was something serious, so I feel kind of guilty about
No,
that.
don't feel guilty. You found it and you're helping him.
Yeah, and it didn't help that, I was dealing with other crap at the time.
Right.
But yeah, just check on your cat's weight. I'm
I
trying to
want you
be
to know
helpful.
that after realizing that I did not feed Toby when I woke up, he is now asleep.
Yeah. But hopefully he's got another good 5 years in him, and hopefully we'll get him stabilized. The vet said that feline insulin can go into remission,
Good.
which I didn't know. So, on that happy note, is that all we played?
That is it.
I again, I didn't really play much outside of Honkai Star Rail and my streams of Mass Effect, so.
I have some short RPGs I would like to start that hopefully I could get finished before Adventures of Elliot comes out. I just keep getting sucked into these tiny incremental games. And that's on me, partly because I've just been so stressed out lately. All I've wanted to do is just zone out. Not a tiny incremental game and related to our question of the week. How would you remake Dragon Quest IX? From Count Discord McGee the Ninth,
I like that name.
That's a name, all right.
says I still play this game every few months to run a grotto or kill a boss for their sweet, sweet orbs. Here's my pitch: make it post-apocalyptic grimdark, where the world reels from the brutal death of the creator from an unknown attack. The last Celestian makes their way across the world that is steeped in melancholy as everyone. Excuse me, dons black leather jackets and facial hair. The wilder, the better. Their mission? Find the body of God by destroying monsters grown from the appendages for reasons before the lost angel Corvus finishes the job. Include innocuous microtransactions that provide different variations of the black leather jacket, and this will sell dozens. I mean, that's an interesting premise for a game, but I don't think Dragon Quest is going to do that, Count Discord McGee.
I really don't think it would do it, considering they fired their previous writer for Dragon Quest 12 because they were trying to make it darker. Which was why they rebranded it.
I mean, crap, isn't Dragon Quest VII pretty dark, given that, people were turned to stone?
By rain.
By rain, by purple rain at that.
Purple. Nope. You can't stream Prince on Twitch. Nope. But move on.
I almost, Chris, I almost. Let's see. What I mean, there's that. There's the fact that you actually see a child get killed by being shoved off a cliff into the ocean. There's the
I like this has turned into how we're rating the Dragon Quest IX remake for ESRB.
maybe I just need to finish Dragon Quest VII remake first.
I mean, Dragon Quest VII has its dark moments, but it's not like grim dark, but it does definitely have dark moments. I mean, many of them do.
I don't even remember where I'm at. I sideloaded that to my old Switch just so that I could play it while we were on a road trip, and ended up playing Picross instead. So
Neither of those statements surprise me at all.
what that I'd rather play Picross while we're driving.
No, the fact that you sideloaded it to your Switch to play while traveling, and then that you only played Picross while traveling too. Both of those statements do not surprise me about you, Kelly.
Well, I don't really want to bring my Switch 2 along on road trips because I don't like the idea of having a $500 system in the trunk. And I just Picross games don't need a lot of power, and I would prefer to play that. I'll play those just on the Switch 1.
All right, so that was all our feedback. So should we actually get to the like news, which is
The
already halfway
abbreviated
covered?
news. Yeah, we'll just skip the
Yeah.
things we've covered. Boop.
Final Fantasy is our first story.
Yeah, we're skipping
Final
because we
Fantasy
covered it.
VII. We didn't cover some things, like the fact that this one is getting a worldwide release on all systems. Previously, Sony kind of had a lockdown on console exclusivity for like 6 months to a year for, I think it was like 6 months for the PC port and then a year or two for the other ports.
No, oh no, it was worse than that.
Oh,
Because wasn't it on like locked to Epic on PC for a while before it even went to Steam on PC?
I think for the first game, yeah.
Yeah, so it's yeah, the fact that it's just coming out, yay. Let's just put it that it's coming out to everything all at once.
But yeah, Switch to Xbox and PlayStation 5 at the same time, though I'm going to get it on PlayStation. Even though the idea of being able to play it in bed on Switch 2 sounds fun, but I like keeping my consoles I play on or what games I play on a system consistent. So if I start a series on PS5, that's where I want to play the sequels. Yeah. So,
related to this, and I don't think we actually have a news article on it, but related to the Final Fantasy VII Revelation is they actually released some options for Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Yeah, the God mode option. Well, they call it streamlined mode, but it's basically a bunch of toggles that make you invincible.
Yeah, make the game very easy.
I played around with this a little bit with Remake recently because I was testing out a new controller and I remembered they added that.
Oh, I didn't know it was on Remake too.
Yeah, I went in on hard mode and turned on all the toggles and beat Sephiroth's ass.
I was actually doing a hard mode run, and I actually did very well until I got to the Madhouse.
I did that one first because I knew that was going to be hard, and I was okay doing that one. I could not do the Sephiroth fight on hard mode for nothing, and I just like with Rebirth, where I couldn't do that one arena fight, I threw myself at that for like a week before I just was like, I can't do this. So I'm going to go boot up Rebirth after the show and see if I can do that one arena fight on the hard mode using the toggles. And I might go ahead and end up finishing that platinum, because that was the one thing that was keeping me from platinuming that game, was those stupid fights. But some other interesting things about Revelation, is that what they're calling it?
Yes.
It's getting like a kind of a job mode system where characters can equip these things that basically turned them into they just showed Warrior and White Mage.
I think they also didn't show it, but it was seen that there's also a black mage.
Yeah. So that's going to be really interesting to, you know, basically have the job modes or just the job options in a regular, in a non-job Final Fantasy. Did you know one time as a side project, I got out a spreadsheet and tried to figure out in the Final Fantasy games that didn't have job systems, what their job would have been.
Mm.
And couldn't figure out certain characters like Red 13 and Cait Sith.
Cait Sith's gambler.
Yeah. I have no idea what Red 13 would have been, because my mental rule...
Oh, Cait Sith was a summoner in that one.
Ah.
They showed a horn.
My mental rule was that only one job per character. So Red 13 couldn't be a boss.
Oh no, I'm talking the trailer, because Chris has the trailer going.
All right, what are the Final Fantasy 16 jobs, Kelly?
Oh god, no, this was like long before 16.
No, you gotta update it now. Gotta update it live on the stream.
I don't even know what I did, but I think this was still when I still lived at home or with my parents, because they saw me with all these strategy guides and they're like, are you doing homework? Like, no, I'm doing something really nerdy.
So, at least you admit it.
Chaos asks in the chat, is there some kind of save import? And do you start at level 1? How do they handle that in the remakes? Rebirth?
All the save imports do is just give you bonuses. I don't know how they're going to explain why you're at level 1.
Mm. Well, how did they explain it in the last one?
I honestly don't. I think they had to give up all their weapons and items at a border checkpoint.
For goodness sake. Lieutenant Dan didn't give me author. What was the name? What that Metroid game? What was his name?
Oh, like, Davis, I don't know.
He has to give me authorization to unlock my super missiles.
Oh, I know how they'll do it with this one. They get captured by Shinra at some point.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because Vaughn and I were both kind of racking our brains trying to figure out what content would be in the third game. And you have like all of Rocket Town, all of the Northern Crater.
Now, Rocket Town was in the previous game, I thought.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, yeah,
Sid showed
okay.
up. Sid showed up, but they did not do the Rocket Town plot.
Okay. Wu Tai. We do know Wu Tai is supposed to be in the third one.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't
That
care
was...
anymore. I just want to move on.
I do because this is relevant to my
All
interest, damn
right, all
it.
right.
I'm a Final Fantasy VII nerd.
Nerd!
You all know this. Red 13 is my favorite character of all time.
Rest in peace, Ogre, by the way.
Crap, what was I gonna say? Oh, as soon as I get a release date for this, I'm playing through 1 and 2 and original again.
You just put in like a dead cat reference, Tam. What are we? Who's
No,
Ogre?
Ogre, the guy who you shouted nerd.
Nerd. Yeah, from Revenge of the
Oh,
Nerd. He passed away a few weeks ago.
gotcha.
Oh,
Thank
I
you.
didn't know that.
Yeah, he passed away a few weeks ago.
All right. Can we please
Okay.
pass to the next story?
Yes, we can. I'm sorry.
Wait,
I've
wait.
been.
Chaos
No,
asks, what?
done. Done, Kelly.
No, Chris was saying no, wait, not me.
I said, wait. What is Red 13's favorite food? Or you're not a true fan, says Chaos.
Oh.
I don't think it shows that he has a favorite food in the game.
Not lasagna.
Why not?
He's an orange cat. It counts, right? No? All right.
Yeah,
All
that's my new headcanon.
right, next.
Oh.
Gravistar.
What is Gravistar?
Oh, I got an
Developer
announcement,
studio
though.
Atma unveiled Gravistar, sci-fi RPG in development for PC and consoles inspired by nostalgic JRPGs.
It looks like a JRPG to me. Look at this. I guess you can't see it on the audio,
No,
but
I'm watching this.
yeah.
Looks like a old school PlayStation game with top down pre-rendered backgrounds and top down.
It looks like the
There's some stuff going on in the trailer. Just ignore that part. But
I'm
what?
I don't
Say it.
know.
Say it. Say it.
I don't I it's got a
It's got a vibe. It's got a vibe.
vibe. It's kind of reminding me of Breath of Fire 3, which I know a lot of people like and I really hate. So that is my take on this.
I love Breath of Fire 3.
See, most people do. I hate it. I hate it. I hate Breath of Fire 3. I hate Breath
This
of Fire
looks like
4.
it's a fine JRPG setup. I hope the game turns out good. Check out the trailer. You might be in the mood for this if you are a fan of the RPGamer.com website.
If you tell me you like five, we're no longer friends.
No, I don't like five either.
Okay, good.
People,
I
there
like
are
two.
people who like five.
There are people who like five.
There are
Wheels
people
likes
who will
five. No,
die
I
on a
know
hill of
Wheels.
defending Dragon Quarter.
I know Wheels likes five. I
Chaos likes
just.
4 and 5 more than 3.
Which is fine. People can like it. At least no one's here sitting here defending Breath of Fire 6.
Oh, yeah, I forgot six was even a thing.
We have a Kickstarter going on, don't we?
Colossus Eternal Blight. They are seeking 20 grand or 17 euro. At least pledging $21 gives you a digital copy of the game. What is this about?
It is funded, by the way. They have so far raised $30,000.
I don't really see a concise summary of the premise.
You are fighting to save a tree, maybe? I don't know.
Here we go.
Top-down action RPG.
And an unfree corrupted by a mysterious darkness, your choices will shape who lives and who is consumed by the blight. They don't do a good job really explaining the plot in even on their Kickstarter.
It doesn't matter. So you're gonna fight some bosses, you're gonna have some narrative choices. It's an action RPG, it's top down, it's retro. See if you
Oh, here
want to
we
back
go.
it, otherwise wait for it to come out.
Here we go. I scroll down further. Embark on a journey across the diverse world of Arios, beginning in the quiet village of Verdana and stretching all the way to the frozen peaks of Ishkara and the blazing volcanic region
Nobody cares. Let's move on.
late residents. Yeah, they really don't do a good job
It's
of just
fine. It's fine.
summarizing.
Let's not dwell. All right. Next up, we got something from the State of Play, which is Banjo the Chef.
This is a spin-off from Dave the Diver.
It's a prequel to Dave the Diver, I think. So this is how your sushi chef gets his sushi skills. And I don't know what you do in it other than like restaurant management stuff, which I guess is kind of what you do in Dave for some.
Oh, they're moving away from the pixel graphic.
Hmm.
It still looks good.
Yeah, it looks cool. Check out the trailer if you're into Dave the Diver. I haven't played it, so I don't know. But if you're into Dave the Diver, you might care about this a lot. And
I've played a little bit Dave the Diver. It's fun. I played their crossover with Nake, so I enjoyed that and gave it a try. And yeah, no, that definitely looks fun.
This is the next one up is a game that we talked about in the past, about they were going to have a Kickstarter, and it's where like you're this cat dude and this non-cat dude, and you have a quest, and there's a Hiroki Kikuta, who's the composer from Secret of Mana. He does at least one song, if not more, and they've got a Kickstarter now, and they need 50,000, and they're halfway, 25 days to go. So
yeah, at least, you know what, 50,000 is at least...
No. It's not how much it costs to make a game.
No, at least it's more realistic than the ones who are like, oh, we need 5,000.
Yeah. I don't even know what those are for.
And the description says that he's supposed to be a wolf, even though he looks distinctively feline.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can go and support that if you want. Otherwise, wait. It's the top end pack for about $8,000 Canadian. Is become the official tournament announcer. Your recorded line will be adapted by our sound designer to fit perfectly in the game and to get to design your NPC with our team. Includes everything from the previous tiers, so lots of things. Oh.
Yay.
Mirthwood. Got a Seafarers. Okay, Mirthwood's getting a...
expansion.
A pirate thing, I guess. Mirthwood is what? Isn't that like kind of like... Oh, you're very far away, Tim.
I did not change anything.
Well... something changed it on you. This is a
wow.
They've got sailing, and I don't know how the rest of this game works, but it looks like kind of an exploration, survival sort of game. So now you got a boats. So
they better have T-Pain.
we talked about Guild Wars 3 already. It's a beta.
Bring back Char.
Beta is late next year. Monster and Wilds expansion. Did we have more on like dates? No, just sometime next year on everything. They don't mention Switch 2, sadly. Sorry. Wait, they did. They had an update. Say Switch 2 is happening. So there you go, Kelly. You said that.
Yay. Right. Yeah.
Mortal Shell 2 was one of the souls like we talked about in the show. Stellar Blade sequel. The Witch's Bakery. Here we go. Here's a
I'm excited for the Stellar Blade 2, but that also means they'll eventually do a crossover with Nikkei because it's the same company.
So here's a Witch's Bakery was kickstarted. You are a witch and you run a bakery, and so...
And she has a cat.
I don't know where I don't know what the gameplay is like. Like, is this just... This
just looks like a... anime trailer.
The trailer is just very anime opening backstory stuff. Do we have anything about you cook stuff, I assume, in the kitchen? I don't know how RPG it is, so. But I The Witch's Bakery, it's coming out in late August. That's the announcement, sorry.
Yeah, most of our news stories this week are actually new release dates.
Fable Reboot's got a new release date, speaking of that.
Delayed.
It's delayed.
To when?
February of next year.
Oh, the story says February 2020. Oh, okay, just typo. All right, February of 2027.
I feel like I wanted an Xbox so bad back in the day because Fable was supposed to be this killer app, and now I just could care less. I'm trying to say it right. Does anybody else feel that way? About Fable, or is it just...
What? I didn't hear it. I was fixing the typo.
That I wanted an Xbox so bad because of what a killer app Fable was supposed to be. And
I didn't, but I would have been disappointed.
I couldn't be more mad about Fable if I tried.
Okay.
I enjoyed Fable 3.
Next up...
Actually, I enjoyed Fable as a series. It wasn't like anything spectacular or mind-blowing, but...
We have a sandbox RPG called The Scroll of Taiwu Beyond the Dome, exiting early access after 8 years in it on June 17th.
Huzzah! Congratulations!
This
still
looks
a shorter early access than Star Citizen.
I don't know how this game works. It's very confusing looking to me. Is this one of these like country sim management things? How does
It looks like Civ.
We have a very anime trailer for this as well. All right, let's see. Yeah. City building, trade routes, narrative choices.
Bug fighting.
Bug collecting,
I'm looking at the Steam page. I'm looking at the Steam page.
This is a big game. So here's the other thing. It's not really in English until June 17th. So that's part of the announcement. Like, hey, by the way, it's coming out. It's out of early access and it's in English.
Yay.
All right. Viractyl is coming. This is we've talked about, like, it's a Dokapon Kingdom Mario Party sort of board game. That looks like it was originally set for VR, but now is on. It's going to be on Switch and Switch 2 on September 30th. It's already on PC. So it's called Viractyl, V-I-R-A-C-T-A-L. You guide your characters through a miniature world. I don't know if I just made up the VR heritage here, but it's got that look to me. But I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I can see that.
Check it out. Signy and Mino Against All Gods, coming to Steam in July, on July 30th. It's a turn-based RPG, and,
Wait, doesn't Kelly usually read the news?
Go ahead, Kelly.
I'm sorry, Kelly, I'm just
he took over, my throat is kind of dry, so I was just kind of letting him go.
Okay. I was just
am I causing problems? I'm sorry. I was just trying to keep the show moving.
No problems. I was just
I honestly don't care. I'm always relieved when you take over because it gives me a chance to kind of rehydrate.
Mm.
So it looks like this is a game about a girl trying to find answers to her parents' death along with her canine companion, Mino, who is a border collie with the odd-eyed condition that I can't pronounce right.
Heterochromia.
The subreddit for cats with that is called Cats with Homophobia because of the same reason that nobody can pronounce that right. But anyway, comes out on July 30th and plan to release on, it's coming out for PC on July 30th and planning to release on consoles. It looks cute.
It's like Against All Odds, but they change it to Against All Gods.
Yeah. Signy and Mino. Dive or Die, Children of Rain, releasing in July, specifically on July 21st. Set on a planet after years of black rain that has drowned the world. And you're a survivor trying to make your way into this drowned world.
This looks like a Sunless Sea sort of thing, and it looks really hard.
Yeah.
It's like I'm voluntarily playing the Turtles sub sewer level, and I don't think so.
Hot take, sewer level isn't that hard.
Only once you have replay and pause.
Blah, 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 blah. Were you eating something?
Yeah, sorry. Only once you have like the re-release versions that lets you like rewind and stuff and save state.
You just gotta come to terms with the fact that you're gonna take damage.
But yeah. And
the seaweed that kills you is very distinct from the seaweed that hurts you. I'm just saying.
I don't have the patience to learn. No Rest for the Wicked. Scott, it's 1.0 announcement trailer. So this is kind of like a Souls-like-y game in the presentation style of more of a Diablo-like-y game. Got co-op.
You said No Rest for the Wicked, and my mind went to the opening song for Borderlands.
So did I.
Huzzah!
It is too bad that's already been done, right? Because these guys could use it. Yeah, they got the announcement trailer. It's 1.0 on full release on October 2026, PC and PlayStation. It's been in early access 2024, but like it's going to be out on everything. Later, you can play it on Steam, Kelly. Or Steam. Switch.
Oh, cool.
This is a precision action RPG from the people behind Ori. So expect it to be hard.
No, thank you. I don't like hard games. What else have we got? Onimusha, The Way of the Sword, releasing in September with a demo available now. It does not say if the progress carries over, but you get a special Kubi Akari charm in the full game. The first new entry in the series in 20 years.
Took them long enough.
What was the original Onimusha about? Was it just a action RPG? Yes? No?
I didn't play
it. I don't know. I assume it was just an action game? I don't know.
I just heard so many good things about it. I was curious if it was any the originals were any good.
Chaos says it's Resident Evil with samurai and magic.
Okay. So there's zombies?
I don't
Probably
know.
Probably more like Oni and Yokai.
Okay.
Yeah, so demons and ghosts.
Yep. Probably more so demons.
Do you have limited ammo?
Oh, yokai zombies. Yes. Yokai zombies. Yay.
Fair enough. What else we got? Oh, Control got its date. So Control 2 got its date of September 24th.
There's too much good stuff coming out in September.
Yeah, September's stacking up. Then the Phantom Blade Zero trailer was on the State of Play this week, which is an RPG. It's action RPG. It is going to have a release date in October now, October 29th. You are wondering what that game's about. You are an elite assassin and you were framed for murder and you got to figure out the go kill people and there's a baby. I don't know how it works out. I don't know how RPG it is, but very Souls-like. It's always hard to tell from a trailer if a game is Souls-like or just action-y.
Especially these days where they try and be both.
Sorry, going back to Control, I'm not sure if I'm going to pick that up day one or not. Because I love the crap out of the first one, but I also know that the first one eventually got down to like less than $10. I don't know, maybe I'll pick it up. Or
I mean,
after
yes, the Control is going to be a game that goes on sale.
I guess it's going to depend on how bored I am in September. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to derail us. I was just thinking out loud what I wanted to do.
What's going on with this mobile Pokemon game?
It's releasing on mobile later this month, on June 17th for Android and iOS. I guess to celebrate the launch, there's going to be a special in-game campaign featuring Raichu, Raichu Knight X, and Raichu Knight Y. I have not touched this because I couldn't give less of a damn about MOBAs, even with Pokemon.
This isn't the MOBA though.
What
this
is
this?
Is it?
Pokemon Champions? So this is doing.
Oh, this is the
dedicated online battles of just Pokemon battles.
Yeah, this is their. I remember this hearing about this a little while ago from like I think Wheels and Dave. This is basically their new version of doing like Pokemon Arena.
Oh, okay.
I feel like they're trying to put a free-to-play platform that is the basis for their digital competitions instead of having it be in the game itself or something, maybe?
Yeah, yep. That's what confused me.
But, like, will they also have it still in the main games? In which case, what's the point? I don't know.
I think this is more so for their actual, like, competitions.
And you can, of course, transfer all your games or your Pokemon over from the Pokemon Home app.
Right, but this allows, so from my the reason why they're doing this is so they have more control over the competitions and are able to better detect like cheating and stuff too.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so this is literally a there's no breeding, there's no like there's no breeding in it. There's not the ability to manipulate EVs as much. There's no way to like hack and cheat for different things, different stuff. Well, okay, it'll be harder because of the fact it's going to be on their system.
Yeah, because it's a always online server game. That does make sense. It's going to be the primary platform for the Pokemon Video Game Championships, it says, and then also, Tiki Party says in the chat you can only transfer a few Pokemon, but I'm going to decode that to mean it's only the ones that they've actually coded up to be in this game. So I'm assuming that's not every single Pokemon ever, because they don't have current 3D models for everything, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Take a look. The ones that are allowed during the season. Oh, the season's going to have different rules. Okay. And because it's seasons, that means not only is this a great way to make it more fair and less cheaty, but we can microtransact the hell out of you and make more money.
Yep.
Yay.
RuneScape Dragonwilds is fully releasing in September.
Yeah.
On September 15th. This is a survival RPG spinoff to the original RuneScape. And I'm actually quite looking forward to this. Comes out on
September's going to be busy.
Yeah, September this year is looking very stacked.
This looks very fun. I never played original RuneScape. I'm told it was very grindy. Anyway, System Shock 2 25th Anniversary Remaster released on Switch 2. It is available digitally for $29.99. Nobody is interested in System Shock.
I didn't play them, so I don't have any nostalgia. I've played, obviously, BioShock. Not System Shock.
Ember and Blade is also coming to consoles. This is after its previously announced PC release. You're a character undergoing an endless cycle of death and rebirth, trying to stop the rise of an archdemon.
Okay.
Yeah. Artist Impact is coming to Switch in September, on September 12th. You are a girl named Akane, and you have an AI partner named Bot, and you're in a post-apocalyptic world.
Okay.
It kind of has a dark comic art style.
Yeah. Like, it's very pixely, figuring out how to spend your day, and then, like, the combat and stuff happen.
It's hard to see. I just kind of skimmed the trailer. Demio in Dungeons & Dragons Battle Marked is coming to Switch 2 this month. This is previously a PC and PlayStation game plus VR and MetaQuest, and yeah, it's a partnership with Wizards of the Coast so that you get actual D&D content in your tabletop simulator.
I wonder how long it'll take before they get sick of dealing with the Wizards of the Coast like every other dev studio.
who knows. Maybe they get good money from the crossover using the D&D license, especially since it's a tabletop type thing.
I was more commenting about how like everyone gets fed up with how strict Wizards of the Coast is with like managing the IPs for Dungeons and Dragons, because yeah, that is a known thing.
I had an artist friend recently who was showing me all of his rejected images from an unspecified tabletop company. And yeah, I believe it. They are picky as hell. Anyway. What have we got? Silver Blade of God's End is releasing on Steam in July, on July 22nd. This is a territory conquest simulation RPG inspired by classic titles from the 90s. It's been
this
in development for
looks
7 years.
It came out of the 90s. Man, it's
yeah.
old.
Yeah. Is the combat Fire Emblem? Yeah.
No, like maybe.
A little hard to say.
It's grid-based. There are magic attacks that can affect more than one character.
The combat
Man,
goes into
really
2D.
Just, yeah. They do have that little cutout in the middle when the combat happens, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like a...
yeah, I don't know. Yep. Yeah, I guess Fire Emblem is the closest.
Or Super Robot Wars.
Mm.
Only because of the area attacks, because Fire Emblem doesn't really have area attacks.
But like, look at this, Tam. Here's like actual looking like, I don't know where that fits in, and looks like a cutscene with a mech in it. And it's like, what is going on?
Well, it was a knight, but mm-hmm. yeah.
All right, fair enough. Anyway, so check this out. It's indie. When is it in English? It will be available in English July 22nd on Steam. Tarnished Edition, the Elden Ring 2 for Switch. Elden Ring for Switch 2, that's what I meant to say. Late August. August 28.
You getting this?
No. I don't have a Switch 2. Andy has a Switch 2. And I don't need... If I want to continue playing Elden Ring, I will do it on the console where my save is. I am not starting fresh. Thank you.
I have wanted to mess around with a physical build at some point.
I have enough other games.
True. Colonel Hearts is releasing in September. What is it's about four players teaming up to climb the Tower of Babel to dethrone God, as one tends to do in an RPG.
Okay. Do you? I'm seeing a lot. This trailer is full of VTubers playing it. So it's like, are they integrating VTubers in the game? Is it just popular amongst VTubers? Is this nothing to do with it? Just like, this is the VTuber trailer. What are we doing here?
Yeah, that's just a VTuber trailer.
All right.
I
Oh, there'll be
found
an
the
updated demo for the game on June 15th on the during the Steam Next Fest. Go ahead.
Yeah, I found the actual trailer on their Steam page.
Well, it will be that's it. It's coming out in September. September, just sometime in September.
It looks bullet helly. It looks like they're trying to do a fantasy Nier style game, honestly, from what I'm seeing on Steam.
Yeah, that's what intrigued me about the article when I saw this article on Blue Sky. I was like, wait, is that a Nier sequel? Oh, that's this premise of this game looks kind of interesting.
But tell me about something that's not like Nier.
Taste of Heaven
Yeah.
releasing early next year.
Oh my gosh. Everything's next year, except the stuff that's in September.
This blends cooking gameplay, RPG progression, and roguelike elements.
Right.
And looks like it has some quirky characters eating your food.
Okay. A magical culinary RPG with a pinch of roguelite ingredients. Playing on a cycle, and it's RPG. All right, cool. Make them happy. Make your food. Get better at making food.
Stranger Than Heaven is releasing in
We
January.
talked
This
about
is,
Stranger of Heaven. That's the one with Tupac in it.
yeah, we didn't talk about
And Snoop Dogg.
And a lot of tattooed butts.
Butts, backs, arms.
There's a full back body work we got.
No, it's like front and back.
Yeah, I'm yeah. There's only so much we can show on Twitch.
I bet those tattoos hurt.
We already talked about Lords of the Fallen 2, just to reiterate, it's getting a fall release date. When in the fall? We don't know.
September, maybe?
We just know the fall. Lords of the Fallen in the fall.
If it's after the 21st, it's gonna be the fall.
As Chaos puts it, this is Lords of the Fallen 2023 remake version 2. Okay. Then we have the Star Wars thing we talked about, the pod racing. It's called no, that's not. Sorry. This is the other. This is the Star Wars XCOM has a date. It's out in August. Like, was that already announced like a long time ago and I just forgot about it? Is that what's going on here?
It might have been.
Like, now it's almost out. Okay, cool. So that's we'll see how Star Wars XCOM works. August. And then Entropy is coming to Steam Early Access in August. There's a demo now. It is a tactical turn-based RPG, dark fantasy. It is inspired by classic JRPGs and has the late 90s 3D aesthetic of Lovely Hell Space's previous title, Dread Delusion. I don't know anything about, but like, okay. Oh yeah, all right. Look, pixel vomit. Look at all that. Yeah, we
Wasn't
got th
Dread Delusion a Fire Emblem clone, or am I confusing it
It
with
could
something
be. I
else?
would not know.
It does
No, I'm I
not
think
look
I'm
like it.
I think I'm confusing it with something else. No, Dread Delusion was the PS1 aping Kingsfield clone.
Severin lets me know the Star Wars game was announced last year. Lovely Hell, that tactical game is probably going to be in early access for a year. And then, like I said, and they did want to reiterate, there's a demo available now if you want to check out Entropy and see the 3D, retro pixely 3D stuff going on there. Developer Playable Worlds also announced an MMORPG is going to be on early access this summer called Stars Reach. I got a trailer for that. Tell me about Star. Does anyone know more about Stars Reach? No. It's an
First
MMO.
I've heard
There's
of
a
it.
trailer. Just wait for it to fail because it's an MMO. Right. You can be a cat person, it looks like.
A cat.
This is a very bare bone MMO trailer. So we've got a lot of the environment. They spawned some monsters and ran around. Oh, look, here's some deer. Okay. You can make buildings. This is rough. Early access this summer. Woo! $30.
Yeah, that looks really rough.
Yeah, but so does the game I play regularly right now. So
true.
And it's fun. It's
at least you're having fun.
It's got me to it too, but like this one, this trailer could be great, or it could be really early, and I'm leaning towards it looks early.
So I'm looking at this and those screenshots.
Yeah.
This is not screaming MMO. This is screaming MMO survival game.
Or do you like not even MMO, but like shared
Dune Awakening.
Yeah.
Yeah, this looks more like a Dune Awakening style type of thing, which has officially dropped the MMO from its thing, by the way, if you did not hear about that.
Did not hear about that.
Yeah, apparently they are no longer going to call it an MMO. It is just a survival game.
People remember what MMO actually means. And so. How many M's, how many people does it take for your MMORPG or your MMORPG to be M, as in massive?
10.
10 over 10 is massive. Okay. I don't know that I agree with that, but all right.
I was just spitballing there.
Lady Dath says Dune is now completely PvP optional. Like, oh, okay. I guess that didn't go well.
Nope.
All right. I have some new release dates.
I know people who dropped it not because of the PvP aspect, but because of the fact they got eaten by sandworms and lost everything.
I mean, that's kind of how getting eaten by a sandworm would go, though, right?
I mean, if you walk without rhythm, you won't attract the worm.
It's true. Learn to do it better. Scrub.
I'm laughing at Callie quoting Fat Boy Slim.
Well, yeah, that's because Fat Boy Slim quoted Dune. That's where that's from.
Wait, that's Fat Boy. What?
Yeah, the walk without rhythm thing from the Fat Boy Slim song is a direct line from Doom.
What Fat Boy Slim? Oh,
Dune.
The one with the Christopher Walken flying video.
Weapon of choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. One of the lines in the song is, you know, you walk without rhythm, you won't attract the worm.
Yeah.
You walk without rhythm, you'll never learn. Anyways.
Right, literary illusion.
All right. Voidling Bound is coming out this week on June 9th. Hatch, evolve, and upgrade powerful space creatures in this action-packed sci-fi third-person shooter that reinvents the monster taming genre.
I'm still wondering why we're covering it.
I don't know, but it's got monster collection, I guess. Seikyu Archives is leaving early access on June 11th. It is a Harvest Moon game where it looks like you can turn into different creatures and have a naked deer butt. That's a choice. There you go. And check out Seikyu Archives on June 11th and see if that's your thing. It actually looks kind of cool for farming games. So if that's, you're into farming games, I'm not, because while I enjoy the casual atmosphere of those games, the actual farming is work.
Called Tales of Seikyu, by the way. Not
Tales
Seikyu
of Seikyu. Oh, where did I get Seikyu Archives from, then?
I don't know.
Whoa. Tales of Seikyu. Also, it's known as both.
Oh, it's known as both? Okay.
Yeah. But let's go with Tales of Seikyu, then. Either way.
I think it's on Steam as just Tales of Seikyu, so.
So you're helping lots of yokai, so I guess either you run around as them or possess them. I don't know how the turning into them stuff works, but anyway, there you go. That's all I got. What, take me home with editorial content, please.
Zero Parades for Dead Spies review from Alex Fuller. What's this about?
I'm gonna guess there's spies in it.
I think it was supposed to be kind of a Disco Elysium like. But Alex gave it a 4 out of 5, saying that it has a rewarding gameplay loop, interesting connected quest lines, and a good amount of depth in the setting. Negatives are it's unnecessarily verbose at times and has some technical hiccups. Imani Jones reviewed the Switch 2 version of Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. They gave it a 4.5 out of 5, saying it has exceptional combat, strong emotional storytelling, an incredible soundtrack, and a huge amount of content, but poor handheld image quality and occasionally long loading times.
Not surprised.
Also, I imagine you have to have a pretty big Switch memory card because it is a key card. So, might need to clean out the fridge to install that. Lumentail Memories of Trey review from Ryan Costa. I believe this was a creature collector type game. Came out everywhere a couple weeks ago. The collectible card artwork is stunning. It has plenty of varied Animon designs, and Animon customization makes the combat enjoyable, but loading times are a drain and some key features feel hidden for no real reason.
Yes, it is a creature collector.
Okay. We've got an interview from Alex Fuller for the Sword of Legends, which is the Chinese fantasy RPG franchise. Who did we interview? Aragon Shanghai?
That is the studio. So.
Oh, okay. I couldn't see it. I didn't see a name. But
we sent them over questions and they gave some responses.
Okay. And then we've got this.
By the way, I think you were thinking Sword and Fairy, not a Sword of Legends, different game.
No, the article said it was a long-running Chinese series.
Okay, yeah, it might be based on literature. I'm not seeing that on their Steam page mentioning anything.
Oh, that's what our article said, and that's what I cited. Anyway.
Anyway.
We've got another Steam review from Michael Baker, Full Steam Ahead. This time he reviewed five Champions of Kanan.
Kanan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was this?
It's like not a review. Diablo. This is a. I don't know what Full Steam Ahead is. Oh, okay. It's a deep look. So he's trying to push through his accumulated Steam games. So Full Steam Ahead. That's cute. So he's on a Steam Deck and he's going through his backlog and he looked at the biblical themed action RPG Five Champions of Kanan. And I don't remember people thinking it was that great, but. You know, he came out with some middling thoughts on, or not middling thoughts, but like some not bad. It's actually fun to play. The character models are good for the era. It falls a little short as a straight on action RPG competing with, you know, modern action RPGs, right? But yeah, so you can see what else he thought about it. Read Michael Baker's write up. And then what is this? A music instrument game, Kelly?
Petite Planet Star Drift Test Impression.
Mm-hmm. It's another Hoyaverse.
Yes.
Robert, you did this.
Oh, you wrote this!
I wrote this! I have an article! By the way, your brightness on your monitoring is blinding, man.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what happened.
You did something, because it wasn't like that before.
I hear you. I gotta... Yeah. Well, don't read it off my screen. Read it off your screen.
Yeah, I'll so this is a new free-to-play game from the... Honkai Star Rail, Zenless Zone Zero people. However, this is actually a cozy like game, sort of similar-ish to like an Animal Crossing.
Was this the one with the giant cat in the key art?
It's not a cat, it's actually a dog.
Oh,
for goodness sake. We're having this argument in this game as well now?
No. It's literally a dog.
Oh, okay.
It is. I'm not saying, but yeah, the key art, it is a dog. His name is Mobi.
Well, he looks okay. Yeah, I could see that going either way.
Yeah,
that character looked very feline.
It's the size of a planet.
But yeah, that thing. Yeah, that's actually a space whale. Don't ask.
Well, I mean, we need someone to pay for the game's microtransactions.
Yeah, so unfortunately, because this was the closed beta test, none of the microtransaction was there, and I wasn't 100% sure what it may or may not be like. I could with Makarashi. But I actually really enjoyed this, going around like capturing clams and catching bugs and seeing the planet like slowly grow. And it actually is, it teaches a lot of like about ecology too, about how, different with different environments, because you build this you're growing this tree, and as you grow the tree, the planet you have grows. And like at first it's just like this little small island, and then you get rivers and you can catch river fish, and then bugs will start appearing. And like some people were going ham in the closed beta test for the on what they were building and whatnot. And I saw this because there's actually a little like hub world you go to where you can see what people posted and whatnot. I did not go very ham because on my screenshots, which are not in the article, but on my screenshots, they have this disclaimer. It's like everything will be deleted. Nothing carries over. So, but no, I really like, I spent hours just running around. It does have some like real time objectives, so some of the stuff you do like one day, it's like, oh, come back tomorrow. Oh, it's like, okay. There is an energy system, but you can eat food to regen your energy, which is, that's fine. That's no big deal. But no, I actually really just like, I got really absorbed to this several mornings before work and lost track of time and almost was late to work a few days of it. So I actually had a lot of fun with what I did play of Petite Planet. So
Okay, thank you. And then Michael Baker put out Taking Pride in RPGs, Part One, Ladies Who Love Ladies, Gents Who Loves Gents, to kind of be one article to start off our Pride Month content.
Andy was sending me Pride Month memes on the first, and they are peak.
I've been sending Andy Pride Month memes too.
So what are some games with
Yeah, so
Pride
the
content?
we've got Cave Elbrecht and Lloyd from Warframe. We've got Silvando from Dragon Quest XI, Dorian from Dragon Age Inquisition, Scarlet and Lily from The Great Villainous Strategy of Lily, Bonnie and Formina from Saga Emerald Beyond, Ryza and Claudia from Atelier Ryza, which I don't know about that one, but that's funny.
I mean,
That one's not canon, but Nick goes for it anyway, and I love it. And Richter and Aster from Tales of Symphonia, Dawn of the New World. And so what's fun is that we've got different people writing each section. The people you would usually associate with loving these particular series. So go check it out.
I should have did something for this because Fang and Vanille from Final Fantasy
Oh,
13
totally.
definitely count, and they
Definitely.
were. I cannot remember the names, but there were two dudes in Final Fantasy 16 that also count.
Yes.
It
Yes, there
was the
are.
guy who turned into Bahamut and is someone else.
Biggs and Wedge says Chaos, which I think
Yeah.
that's an honorary category. Yeah, we could cover some of that.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing at the Biggs and Wedge comment.
Some people ship Vincent and Sid. Some people being me.
I mean,
What
heck.
about shipping Ketshi plus Red 13?
No, they're just good friends.
Just good friends. Okay.
I've actually got a shirt coming in the mail today that's catchy
I could have written
in
about
red.
Mika and Bolorta from Nikkei.
Oh boy. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna end this show so I can go play a video game and stop talking about Biggs and Wedge and what they're up to in Final Fantasy After Dark.
Hey, I could
Final Fantasy After Dark.
have said Cypher and Squall, but that's up for debate because Squall was totally a tsundere.
Yeah, no, Squall's just a dick.
Did you ever know that I had my ellipsis on you?
I don't
And always remember, he's the best looking guy at the party.
I don't care about Cypher, Baka.
All right. Let's see.
Let's.
Let's call it. Thanks for everybody for watching. What's our
It's been a long. It's been a
show
long.
Of the question? Do we have a question for folks?
Your favorite Summer Games Fest announcement?
All
Because I'm
right.
sure yesterday wasn't.
How about not just Summer Games Fest? Let's just because there's a lot of different announcements going on right now. If you're following
Well,
Dalinar, so.
just new game announcement from this week that happens to be not E3.
The not E3 announcement week.
Favorite big. Okay.
Excuse me.
Not E3 announcement. Put that in the form of a question, Alex. Let's see. What was your favorite? And we add a U that gives some British appeal. Favorite big not E3 announcement. Big, that's unnecessary. Sorry, I'm live proofreading. And we should end in a question mark because it's a. Excellent. Thanks for listening to me edit the show. Thanks for listening to the show. We appreciate that you guys are here
Thank you for
and
putting up with us today.
yes. I hope you had fun listening to my live reacts of the VOD of Summer Game Fest.
You told you told you 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 I'm annoyed with you.
I had fun, so I hope you did too.
Well, it's
And
more like last night you were like, "Oh, we need down to our arm for reactions." And I was like, "I'll watch it." So I watch it. I'll prepare for you not to watch it, and then you watch it
No,
live.
but
I'm
you
like,
watching it because I'm going through it at breakneck speed and missing
I guess
context.
that he just skimmed.
Well, so did I skipped out everything that was Jeff Keighley and anybody talking. I was just like trailer, trailer, trailer,
But
trailer.
you had time to mentally process things. I didn't.
True, true.
I just went to Wario64's Blue Sky and scrolled.
That's probably the correct answer. You find a picture of
Yeah.
Jeff's fit for the night, and then you go to Blue Sky. All right.
Although I will say, Jeff, despite the fact he was wearing like a like the top not matching the pants suit and the sneaks, although not appropriate with the suit, those were some nice sneaks. I will say, they were nice sneaks.
Okay. Everyone, thanks for joining us for Jeff Keighley's nice sneaks, and we'll see you next week. It's at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon
Bye-bye.
Eastern, right here at twitch.tv/RPGamer, where you can also see other people like Tam stream all throughout the week. Stay tuned for more good stuff, and we will catch you for our next RPG news show next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.